Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website, c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
Well, everybody, church, and everybody tuning in, massive welcome to our podcast. And I'm excited because I want to share with you, we just launched our vision for 2022, which is very exciting. We launched our what we are doing in two parts. So last Sunday was part one. This coming Sunday is part two. So our goal here is that if you weren't a part of part one, we would love you to make sure you're with us for part two. And in listening to this, it's going to set you up for part two, because right now I want to share what we spoke about on Sunday just been, which is really the heart. It's the heart behind what we see, what we feel God has called us to this year as a church. So we're really excited. We feel that God is calling us to be a church in motion. That is our 2022 vision for the year, our focus for the year, to be a church in motion. And so we're going to spend a month, the rest of February. We're back in person on the 13th of Feb, and then we're going to be continuing our vision campaign, which is called, like I said, A Church in Motion. And every week we'll be releasing something, letting you know about something exciting happening in the life of our church this year. So week one, part one of vision launch, which we did on Super Zoom, and we'll be again on a Super Zoom together this coming Sunday for part two. But part one, are you ready? I hope you are. If you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel, but I hope you're ready. And let me share this with you. Jess and I, we shared this picture at Vision Builders in 2021. Oakland was just born and we made it. But we shared this picture of the future. And this is not like a statement as such. This is more of a description of what we see of the future. This is not something we're asking people to remember, but more that you would catch the spirit of it. This is what we sense. You know, we have an amazing legacy as a church. We love Pastor Phil and Pastor Chris. And this is what we sense, that God is painting the picture for us of the future. And so this is what we want to share right now. So it says that the picture of the future we see is this. We see a large, healthy, growing church in the beautiful city of Sydney, a church that the people of Sydney love and that loves the people of Sydney. We see a multi-generational, multi-ethnic, and multi-site church. We see a church that makes disciples of Jesus, a church where thousands of people are taking steps to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. We see connect groups in every suburb across Sydney, groups where people are immersed in life-giving, Jesus-centered community. We see a multitude of leaders who are humble, pure-hearted, and hungry to make a difference. We see weekend services alive with the Holy Spirit, youthful in heart, fresh with creativity, helpful to people, and inclusive of the unchurched. We hear a fresh sound of worship that draws the heart of people to Jesus, worship that is like an observatory between heaven and earth. We see a church that is a beacon of hope with a visible presence and physical permanence right across Sydney. We see a team that is faith-filled, spirit-led, and known for unity, who values the one, is committed to personal growth, and who always makes it better. And if you're part of our church and you're hearing this, you can cheer as I say, being on team is the best way to enjoy church. We see a great return of sons and daughters and a great harvest of new believers. We see a church that loves its local community and is loved by the local community, a church that is making a difference and leaving the imprint of Christ on Sydney. We see a church that seeks God with all its heart. We see a church that is focused, mobilized, and on mission, a church that hits the mark. We see a church that God trusts and is using to see Sydney a city for Christ. Amen. That's the picture we see. And for this year, the part of this picture that we really sense is specific to this year is this segment that says, we see a church that makes disciples of Jesus, a church where thousands of people are taking steps to know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. And so we really feel this is the Great Commission. This is what Jesus commanded us to do, not the great suggestion, not the great idea, but the Great Commission for the church to go into all the world and make disciples. And of anything we can do as a church, we are passionate about helping people know Christ and follow him. And following him is not something we do alone. Following him is done with others. And that's why we want to help people be in community as we follow Christ. And then as we are following Christ in community, we are launched into purpose, where we are living out and bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth everywhere we go, in our families, in our sport team, in our school, in our university, at our workplace, whatever sphere, whatever setting we're in, we believe we are called to bring the kingdom of heaven and to bring the purposes of God into reality. And that's what we want to be, a church in motion. And so being a church in motion, when we say church, that means us. Church doesn't mean services. It doesn't mean buildings. It doesn't mean programs. When we say church, we mean the ecclesia, the body, the people of God, the called out ones. And so we really feel that God is calling us to be the kind of people who are taking steps. What does it mean to grow in Christ? What does it mean to be a church that's in motion, a church that's not stuck, not stagnant, a church that's not on pause because of the pandemic, a life that is continually growing and a life that is continually following Jesus? That's what it means, and that happens by steps. It doesn't happen all at once. It happens by steps. And we're going to be going through the book of Colossians, and Paul gives us a really good picture of this. Colossians 1, 28 to 29, he's writing to a young church, the young Colossian church. And I love what he says here in verse 28. He says, him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone mature in Christ. That we may present everyone mature in Christ. Maturing and growing doesn't happen all at once. It happens in steps. And so we really feel God is calling us all to be the kind of people that are taking steps this year. I wonder, what is your next step? What is the step that God's calling you to grow in, to become more like Christ, to grow in? I mean, for me, one of the steps I want to grow in this year is prayer without ceasing. So I have a good prayer rhythm. I wake up in the morning and I pray, and I learned that from Pastor Phil, and I pray and I spend that time. But we've got to be careful, and I want to be careful that I'm not, pray in the morning and then close the door. Bye, Jesus. Have a great day. I'm off. I want to then bring my awareness of God with me throughout the day. So this is something I want to grow in this year. I want to take that step where my prayer is prayer without ceasing. Every time before a meeting, I'm praying, I'm looking to God. Before a conversation, I'm looking to God, I'm asking the Holy Spirit, I'm looking to Jesus. I want to be that kind of person. And so I wonder what area in your life do you sense the Holy Spirit asking you and pointing on for you to grow in? And that's what it means to be mature in Christ, to be growing. I love what Paul says at the beginning of verse 28. He says, him we proclaim. And we want to make it really clear that our great proclamation is not of any other person outside of Jesus. Jesus is our proclamation. We're not proclaiming any other kingdom. We're not trying to build any other empire. We're not trying to present any other gospel message or any other message outside of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the cornerstone. Jesus is the center. And if he is lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself. And when he said that in John 12, he wasn't talking about just in songs. He was talking about the cross. When Jesus said, if I be lifted up, he said in himself, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto himself. And then he went to the cross. And so when we present the gospel, when we preach the cross, the power of the blood of Jesus, the power of Calvary, what Jesus accomplished on the cross, when that is our proclamation, when the resurrection is our proclamation that Jesus rose again. He's not dead. He's not in a tomb. He's not in the grave. He rose again and he walked the earth as a resurrected man. And then he ascended into heaven and is now seated at the right hand of the Father. And he is silencing the accuser of the brethren, Satan, who accuses us before God in the court of heaven. Jesus stands there as our great lawyer, silencing him and saying to the Heavenly Father, hey, you cannot charge sin twice. Sin can't be paid for twice. Jesus paid for it in fullness and in finality on the cross so that you and I, we could be free from sin by putting our faith in Jesus. This is whom we proclaim. And I want to make it really clear that this year is about proclaiming Jesus. This year is about following Jesus. Every year, everything we do in C3SYD is about presenting Jesus as number one. And we're praying that everything else has a lot of daylight. There's a lot of daylight between anything else that we proclaim as most important in our church. The most important person in C3SYD is Jesus. The most important person in my life is Jesus. And we're praying that we would have that realization, that revelation. I mean, what would happen in your life if I saw Jesus as the most important person? He said in Matthew 6, verse 33, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness and all these things will be added. I wonder all the things we're pursuing. What if Jesus was the number one pursuit in my life, in your life, in our church? What if Jesus was that? And that's our prayer, that we make him the number one thing. And Paul says that we may present everyone mature in Christ. So now that Jesus is front and center, he's the king. He's the chief shepherd. He's the one we're following. With him at the center, now it's about growing and following him. And that's what we want to make a huge priority in our church and really focus on this year. We are redefining what is most important. Paul, in talking to the church in Colossae, you can help me out, Pambaro, but when Paul is writing to this church, he's bringing them back to what really matters. Like, we're not a young church. We've been around for, 40 plus years. That's relatively young, but we're not brand new. But I'm praying that we would have a youthful, innocent, childlike faith where we are not thinking we know everything and we've got it all sorted, but let's be the kind of church that's young. That's I'm not talking about age here. I'm talking about spirit. I'm talking about heart. Let's be open and receptive. And I love that Paul is talking to a young church because he's saying, here's what really matters. And we want to make this really clear for us as a church. What really matters? What do we call success? In my personal life, what do I call success? When it comes to following Jesus, what is most important? And the most important thing we believe is taking steps. And so there's three things I want to share with you as we kind of close this out, is that three things I think we need to prioritize as a church. Three things that I think will help define and shape what it looks like to be a church in motion, what it looks like to be a person in motion following Jesus. And we believe it's these three things. Number one, steps, not seats. Number two, steps, not leaps. And number three, it doesn't rhyme, people over program. And so steps, not seats. What does that mean? Essentially, what we're saying here is that we want to be, let's be the kind of people who we celebrate steps as our greatest form of success, more than seats. We are not saying seats are bad. In fact, seats are great. Being in a seat in a row in a service or a seat in a circle in a connect group is awesome. However, the seat is not the end game. Being seated, reading your Bible, studying the Word of God, that is awesome. But the seat is not the end goal. The end goal is steps. The end goal is that the Word of God becomes practice. Jesus said it like this. He said in Matthew 7, he talks about building your life on the rock. And he said, the wise builder, hears the words of Jesus and puts them into practice. The foolish builder hears the words of Jesus and doesn't put them into practice, and it's like building your house on sand. Your life becomes solid, becomes firm when you actually put the words of Jesus into practice. And so this is taking steps. This is what we're praying this year, that of anything we celebrate, of anything we get excited about, that when one person gets baptized, we are like, oh my gosh, that is amazing. Having thousands of people, hundreds of people in a room is awesome too, but I'm praying that we would get more excited about the steps people are taking, that we would events are good, but that events would support the vision of people taking steps, not become the vision. We don't want events or program to become the vision. The vision is people taking steps, people growing in Christ. And this is amazing. When someone starts to pray, we want to celebrate it. When someone starts to read their Bible, we want to celebrate it. When someone joins a team, someone joins a connect group, when someone takes any step of growth in following Jesus, we want to make that our biggest celebration point as a church. Let's get more excited about the steps than we do about the seats. We will celebrate seats, but it's about seeing people who are in the seat take a step. And so we're going to, every breakdown of how we're rolling will be that we have services. In our services, there'll be a download. So we'll bring the Word of God. It's going to be awesome. We're going to worship. It'll be an amazing environment for you to encounter Jesus. And then we've got connect groups. And in our connect groups, we're going to have discussion. And the discussion will be about what we are speaking into in our campaign, the book of the Bible, the content we are focusing on. And then we're going to bring that into a context and equip our leaders to be able to host discussion. Because that's another way of growing, is that you actually are able to discuss the Word of God and talk about things and ask questions and ask, there's no dumb questions, ask anything. How do I pray? I'm finding this awkward. What does this mean? We want to have discussion. And then we're also, with every campaign through the calendar year, everything we're preaching into and speaking into on a Sunday, we're going to have not just discussion in connect groups, we're also going to have a devotional. So we'll have a YouVersion devotional that accompanies every campaign, that you can go into a deeper Bible study on what we are talking about as a church. So we're really excited about that. It's about steps, not seats. Seats are good, but they're about seeing people take steps. Amen. Steps, not leaps. We are not trying to produce stars. We are not saying, you've got to become all of a sudden everything in a row. We're not saying following Jesus looks like taking leaps and bounds. We're just saying, what's the next step? Not what's the next 20 steps, what's the next step? What's that next small step? Small steps are powerful. Newton's law of motion, it tells us that an object without motion will remain without motion. Wow, I know, I'm a genius. Something that is not moving isn't going to suddenly start moving. There's got to be a catalyst, something that causes motion. And Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit is that catalyst. And we're praying we can create environments where it's a catalyst to you moving. But then once you're moving, it's not about taking big steps. It's just about a little bitty step. But here's the thing. Once you're moving, you will get momentum. Once you're moving. So if you just start by praying for 5 minutes, we know that as that becomes a step that you're taking, you're going to find yourself wanting to pray more. It's going to start to move you forward. So don't plan big steps, plan small steps. And watch what can happen. I've been trying to floss. I hate flossing. It's so annoying, brush your teeth. I'm feeling minty fresh, ready for bed, and then I got to floss. And so, but even just that, it's just a little thing in my life, but it actually is producing character. It's producing discipline, and I'm getting momentum in my life because I'm taking steps. I heard Craig Groeschel talk exactly about that, about flossing his teeth, and I can so relate. So we want to be that kind of church. Let's not be focused on leaps and bounds. Let's be focused on the next step. Last thing. People over program. We are not pursuing programs, we're pursuing people. We are not trying to make programs We're not trying to make people serve program. We want program to serve people. Nice sentiment, I know, but we want this to be something that we are all fully bought into, that everything we do, the program is designed to serve people. Like, we have weekend services. Services, think about that word. It is a service. It is designed to serve. Even our team that are helping contribute and create the service, my prayer is that our team get way more out of serving than they actually do the practical task. That actually doing the practical task is this context where you're enjoying church, you're building community, you're growing in God, you're seeing other people blessed, you're seeing other people impacted. Our prayer is that we never love our program more than we love people. Let's be the kind of church that love people more than we love our program. We'll shift the program so it serves people better. We will change whatever we need to change in the program so that it is more effective in serving people. Serving people is the goal. Helping people be mature in Christ is the goal of the program. Like I said about events, we want the event to support this, not make everything about the event. The event is awesome. We have amazing events. And, you know, we've trimmed down. We want to have focused events. But the event serves this purpose. It serves people. And so that's our prayer. I guess in 2022, a church in motion means we are redefining success. And I'm so excited about it. We are saying that steps, that people taking steps is the sign that we're winning. People taking steps is the picture that we are following Jesus and we are making a difference in people's lives. And that is so exciting. So in part two this Sunday, really want you to join us. Would love you to be there. Join us on Zoom. The link is in our website, c3syd.church. And we're going to be breaking down the practical elements of what it means to be a church in motion. So we love you and we are praying for you. Let me close with this part of that scripture in Colossians 1, verse 29. Paul says this, "For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." And so we want you to know that we believe this is a work of the Holy Spirit. This is not a work of the flesh. This is not a work of any person. This is a work of the Holy Spirit in and through us. So on that note, let me pray. And then we are so excited to see you on Sunday. Let me pray. Lord, we just thank you that you are helping us grow. Lord, you're helping us move forward. Lord, we pray, let the awe and wonder at seeing lives transformed by Jesus be rejuvenated. Let it be renewed. Let it be restored in our church, Lord, that our passion for seeing people follow Jesus, seeing people take steps, Lord, let it be renewed and reformed and revived and recreated, Lord, to a level that we've never seen before in our church. Lord, we just pray that there will just be every week people taking amazing steps. And Lord, this would be our greatest celebration, our greatest joy, our greatest success, our greatest win. Lord, we thank you for it. And we thank you that it's by the power of your Spirit in us. Lord, we thank you that the energy for this purpose, this why, this reason, this mission, and this vision for 2022, we thank you, Lord, that it would be your Holy Spirit working in us to see this come to pass. In Jesus' name. They all said, come on in the car. Come on, wherever you are. Just put down the coffee for a second. Say amen. Amen. We love your church. If you're a guest listening today, we're so glad to have you involved. Please join us this Sunday as we close out our vision launch part two. We love you from Jess and I, Oakland and the team. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. We look forward to having you back soon.